Okay, here's the focus of our discussion. We thought that we would kind of give you all a summary of what we're going to be talking about and what we will not be talking about. I have to find mine to read it. This presentation really focuses on transactions involving hospitals that are existing in operations. We're not going to talk about hospitals that are in bankruptcy, closing, or in financial distress, certain workarounds related to that. This is a straight-up, run-of-the-mill hospital acquisition of one hospital, five hospitals, however many. But the nuance is related to bankruptcy and being a stalking horse and all of those other things we're not going to get into here today. The first thing we're going to talk about is your deal structure. It generally depends a lot on your business, folks, I find. I think I see in my role at UHS, I see more stock acquisitions than asset. I mean, we will obviously do an asset transaction if we're buying a nonprofit because we can't do a stock acquisition there. It really depends really on the business people, what risk tolerance they're willing to take. And oftentimes, the private equity firms drive what kind of acquisition it's going to be. I think if you're dealing with a private equity firm and you're talking to the business folks, you have to be really cognizant of their use of blocker corporations, which is kind of typically above an LLC where they require you to buy the stock of the blocker. What that means is you don't get a stepped-up basis, but if you're not planning on ever selling what you buy, that may not be a big deal to your organization. But if it is, that's something your tax folks definitely have to get involved in and find out what the financial implications are for you in a stock versus an asset. And obviously the general things that you asset versus stock, the liabilities come along with it.